Teda Ard, Pashas Tildi. Second column, first paragraph. Kirecha Sada Sheberachi Hashem. Okay, so the story until now is Yitzchok Avinu wanted to bless Esav, elevate the source of Esav, and therefore elevate all the sparks of Kedusha that Esav had. But the pearl that couldn't be that way because it had to go through the level of through Yakris. And therefore he says that's why all the sharp things of that, like he says, by Kabbanis, the Torah uses the expression Rech Nichayach Hashem, a good smell that I told you to do something and you listened. Why is that only by that and not by mitzvahs? Because by mitzvahs, you're not directly elevating the Nefesh HaBamis, the animal, like you are by Kabbanis. And therefore, the ultimate goal of Elokus is to elevate the behema, the evil, to Kedusha. And that Yitzchok wanted to do with Esav, but it couldn't happen because at the time wasn't ready yet. Okay, I'm going to skip the next paragraph, by the way. That's a bunch of Kabbalah and whatever. So he says, just skip that paragraph and go to Inei Kol Zeh. Okay, Kol Zeh Avonis HaPasik Lefi Deiter Shel Yitzchok. This is all the understanding of the Pasik based on Yitzchok's perception, Shehevin She'esav HaYilfanu, that he thought Esav was in front of him. Right? That's what Yitzchok thought, that Esav was in front of him. So based on that, the bracha and everything he gave Esav was basically what he wanted to elevate the sparks of Esav. And therefore he says, V'yit l'cho alekim, all these great brachas that he thought he'd be able to elevate Esav. Okay? So he explained the whole pasuk based on elevating Esav. But the problem was, it wasn't really Esav, it was really Yaakov. So how do you explain the psukim based on the level of Yaakov Avinu? So he says, Kol zeh avonis ha-pasuk according to the intention of Yitzchok Shehevin She'esav Ha'yilafon. Ach be'emes ho'yezeh Yaakov. But be'emes, it's the level of Yaakov. Ve'chivur b'chinez al Yaakov. So how do you explain this pasuk and Yaakov Avinu? Because he even explained, Rei Reach B'ni, the level of Reach that goes to elevate, Reach goes up, smell goes up. So he explained it to elevate the level of Esav, but the pearl was Yaakov. So he says, Hinei Isa B'medrish, it says in the Medrish, V'yorech Ez Reach B'godo. And the Pasuk, he smelled the smell of his garments, like Rashi explained. He came in and the garments had the smell of Gan Eden on him. So it says in the Medrash, Begodov, Beged means garment. And there's another definition, the word Begdov, which means rebellion. She Begdov, what is that? Bali Tshuva, She Bechin is Makif. In other words, there's a level of sinners that do Tshuva, which is the level of Bali Tshuva. That level is b'chinas makiv the mashchun of b'chele yatir. That bring down a higher level of fear of elokus. Meaning like this. Okay, let's just say it inside. Shebezer omer ab on the pasuk, and the zer it says on the pasuk, v'avram zokin baba yomim. The pasuk says in Parshas Chayisara, Avram was old, coming in days. Seemingly, it's redundant because if he was old, that means he was coming in days. So what does it mean? He was old, coming in days. So the Zohar says, "Akoin inun morid tufta dem." It says, the Baal Tshuva have more merits than the tzaddik. Why? Akoin inun morid tufta. The people that do tshuva have more merits. The mashkin, because they bring down a higher level. Tshuva reaches a higher level than Torah mitzvahs. And very simply, Torah mitzvahs have to be in time and place. You can't eat matzah on Sukkot, or you can't put bench lulav and esrog today. There's a time and place for everything, right? You can't do lulav at night. Torah mitzvah, basically, is in time and place. Tshuva is above time and place. Why is tshuva above time and place? Because I sinned a week ago. I mean, I sinned today already also, but I sinned a week ago, and today I'm going to do tshuva for what I did a week ago. Now, how can I do tshuva today for what I did a week ago? That's gone already. In time, that's gone. There's no way I can make up time that I lost. So how does tshuva work? So tshuva reaches a level of godliness which is above time and place, and therefore past is not past, and future is not future, and present is not present. So what does tshuva reach? Tshuva reaches a level higher than Torah mitzvahs, tzaddikim. Tzaddikim do Torah mitzvahs, that's in time and place. Tshuva reaches a level higher than time and place. Pirush l'mayil, what does it mean? They bring down a higher level. Shekadei shetucha nefesh seis. In order for the nefesh to handle it. She'ein le'bechinas keli l'hocha, which is that doesn't have a vessel to handle it. Like the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya. Meaning like this. Shubal tshuva brings on a higher level of elokus. The problem is, they didn't do mitzvahs. They're not a keli for it. So therefore, they bring down a higher level of makif, of the encompassing level, that doesn't need a vessel. Because they're not a vessel. They didn't sit. They didn't, like Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya. He didn't do mitzvahs. How in the world can he bring down this level of kedusha? Masha'en came by Avram. On the other hand, by Avram Avinu, it says, Baba Yomim, it was a keli ulevush. Meaning, Avram Avinu, who wasn't a Baal Tshuva, Avram Avinu is a level of not only Zaki, but Baba Yomim. He had the vessel coming in days. He was good. Every day was a complete day. Every day was a full day. So Avram Avinu had the vessel for this level of Kedusha. And he says, Valos man kazeh, shubachinus makif, how do you bring down, or elevate, so to speak, this level of Elokus? To go up to the level of Elokus, that's Mishem Mishbein and Begdulas Ein Tzav Baruch Hu Be'atmei V'Chveidah. Meaning, it's not a meditation in godliness which is in-world. It's a level of meditation in a level of godliness which is above-world. Like he says, Ani Havaya Leishanisi. The Pasuk says, I, God, never changed. There is no difference between the world existing or the world not existing. And it's only a ray of godliness in the heaven and earth. I'll explain this whole thing in a second. So therefore he says like this. The level of tshuva, like he says, even if you don't have avedus, he says clearly, this bachin bal tshuva af mi she'ena avedus biyodei rak seik ala pirut. Meaning like this. We learned already that one of the accomplishments of Mashiach that the Misnagdim had a problem with Alter Rebbe was that the Zohar says, la sovet tzadikai b'yitzuf, that Hashem is going to get the tzadikim to do tshuva. So they came along and they said, you know, you're degrading us scholars. You say we're cutting us sinners. And Mashiach is going to get, we're tzaddikim. And you're going to get Mashiach to get us to do tshuva. You're embarrassing. That means we're sinned. So the Alter Rebbe showed with Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever. The concept of tshuva has nothing to do with Aveiros necessarily. There is a level, you do an Aveira. Yeah, you have to do tshuva. There's a level of tshuva ilah, like the Alter Rebbe says in the Geirus Tshuva, is even if you don't have any avedus, you still have this higher level of tshuva. What does a higher level of tshuva mean? Tshuva means returning, not repenting. Repenting means I did something wrong, I have to repent. But tshuva doesn't mean repenting. That's the word charata. Charata means repent in Hebrew. Regret. Tshuva means to return, which means I could be a perfect Jew. But when I realize that my perfection, so to speak, I mean, a perfect Jew doesn't think that way. But if he is in reality a perfect Jew, he still realizes, compared to the ultimate, infinite level of Hashem, I am really far away. In other words, distance from Hashem is not necessarily because we sinned. Even if we don't sin, we're still far away from Hashem. When do you realize that? So if you think you're God's gift to the world, then you're not far from Hashem. Or you don't think you're not far from Hashem. But a person realizes, as great as I am, it's all finite. Compared to the level of Ani Hashem Lo Shanisi, that this God is so great that whether the world exists or world doesn't exist is exactly the same. That level of Baal Tshuva reaches the highest ultimate levels. And he says that's the reach to makif, that brings down the makif from above, mital hashamayim. Like we said, dew is not the difference. Yesterday we learned the difference between dew and rain. Rain is dependent on behavior. Rain depends on my connection with you, with Hashem. You behave, you get it. You don't behave, you don't get it. Do like tala netzah, meaning do you're going to get regardless, because do comes from a level of makifim, encompassing level, which is very, very great. And for that, you don't necessarily need a keli, because it's makif by definition of makif. I mean, so he says like this. What happened? The yarech is reyach begodov. But the pearl, okay, so he said it's Esav and Makif and garments. He said the pasuk refers to Yaakov the same way, meaning he smelled, there was an elevation of the reach of Begdov. Begdov means rebellion, meaning the level of tshuva. But a higher level of tshuva has nothing to do with sins. So now, in order to bless Yaakov, the pearl was Yaakov, even though he thought it was Esav, but in reality it was. So what happened in all these things? He still wanted to bring down into the level of Yaakov that level of tshuva also. In other words, that the tzaddik should be doing tshuva, again, not for sins, but he should be able to bring down, like the Baal Tshuva, brings down, is a relationship with Hashem in a level above time and place, because he undoes the past. Unlike a tzaddik that doesn't undo the past, the tzaddik is in time and place doing mitzvahs. So he wanted to bring into Yaakov Avinu that level of kedusha also makifim, which is the aveda v'serusa de l'sata alos man, which mayim nukfim, which is the Kabbalah for v'serusa de l'sata, the awakening from below, to bring down this super great level into Yaakov. To the extent that he can give him a bracha, mital hashamayim, from the do, which is the ultimate level of kedusha, like we said, resurrection of the dead, it never stops. Tal is the highest level.
Can you explain this now? I'm not
Begdav means rebellion. So therefore, beged, this psukim they bring out of nowhere, whatever the psukim are. That, okay, so rebellion represents when you're a rebel, you're far away from the one you're rebelling against. Now, you can have that in a simple text, sinning. You can have that not in far because you sin, far because Hashem is so infinitely great that as great as you are, you realize that you're really, really far. You know, even if you don't sin, a Jew has to realize that he's super far from Hashem. Okay, that's the Aveda, even in a tzaddik person, that is the Aveda of tshuva, even by a tzaddik. What does tshuva mean? We learned last night in Tanya. Tshuva means the distance is causing me to become close to Hashem. So I'm l'chol nafshi, right? I'm thirsty because I'm in a dry, desolate land. So the concept of tshuva means I'm returning to you because I feel the distance away from you. I feel the distance, and therefore, I want to return to you. So normally, the world thinks that means that you sin, so you're far away from Hashem. Otherwise, I'm not far from Hashem. I'm a tzaddik, I do Torah mitzvahs, I'm very close to Hashem. Yeah? So we say, no. A person, who, even if they're this Moshe Rabbeinu, still realizes I have to become closer to Hashem. And therefore, as good as I am, based on the level of Kedusha, I'm really far away. And that distance is drawing me to become closer to Hashem.
So he smelled the Begdav, his protection.
The Begdav meaning the level of tshuva of Yaakov Avinu.
So he saw his potential and he blessed the potential with him?
Correct. He wanted to bring down into Yaakov, because Yaakov had this longing of becoming close to Hashem. So Yitzchak wanted to bring down, at first he thought it was Esav, but in reality, Emes is Emes, there was Yaakov. So how do you define this concept in Emes? So he explains, he wanted to bring down into Yaakov, who was this big tzaddik, Yeshev Eholim, he wanted to bring down the level of tshuva, which is the level of makifa, meaning not tshuva of sin, tshuva of realizing the distance you are away from Hashem, and he wanted to reveal that level in Yaakov Avinu.
What? I could be sitting here one son who was sitting. But I'm really having, I could be sitting here, and I want to bless my son 5,000 miles away. I'm able to do that.
Yeah.
So if the Kavanah was to bless Esau, he's not seeing, he can't see.
But the guy's right in front of him. He's right in front of him. He told him how to bracha in person.
He's trying to bless Esau. He has Esau in mind.
Yeah,
so
but the
person is sitting in front of him. How could the bracha do it?
But Emes, who was there?
Yaakov was there.
Okay. So who be Emes did he bless?
Who did he want to bless?
No, who did he bless?
The person in front of him.
The Yaakov, and therefore, after he found out that Yaakov took the bracha, I mean that Yaakov deserved the bracha, he said Gam Baruch Hiya. He said that intent became reality.
One more question about.
So first, the Alter Rebbe is explaining here. First, Yitzchak in his mind thought he knew exactly who Esav was, but he thought, let me bring down the Hamshachas, the Makif, let me get to the source of Esav, let me bless him and refine Esav right now.
The condition was he was supposed to be there, yes. And then he said,
yes. And therefore he needed a Keli. Why did Yitzchak tell him, go bring me this food to eat? You couldn't give him a brach without the food. Think about it. Yitzchak wants to bless his kid, Esav, and eventually Yaakov. I'm saying, he has to do the dafke over a meal and he couldn't do it without it. Call him in and give him a bracha. Yaakov, when he blessed his 12 children, yeah? But he had a meal. He called them and he blessed them. Why did Yitzchak have to have a meal? Because the super great levels need a keli eventually to hold it. Why is Keshe bracha with physical wine? Keshe bracha means a cup of bracha. What? Because you need something physical, tangible, to bring it down to. Otherwise, it doesn't last. If you don't have a keli, this great level doesn't last. So even the level of bracha still needs a keli. You can get the biggest bracha to win the lottery. You don't buy a lottery ticket. No matter who gave you the bracha, you're not going to win. Okay? You need the vessel. And even this great vessel, and therefore he says mata amim plural. We said mean the tzaddik and the beinani. I don't know. Ask him.
Why is the food in the clay? I don't know.
It's gashmias.
What was the question?
Why is food a vessel? Let me ask you a question. To bring down godliness on Pesach, you have to eat matzah. Yeah. Why? Why couldn't God just bring godliness? Daven and you bring down the godliness. Why is it always connected? Why are Jews always connected to food? Because that's the keli, which comes from Tehu, but that coming down here, that's the vessel for bracha. There has to be a keli.
What if you would have told him, make me a drawing?
Make me a?
Drawing.
Bring drawing?
Drawing.
Would that be a clean also?
No. It has to be in a physical thing that's digested internally.
Digested.
That's food. Food is digested internally, so you get it's a deeper thing.
Based on what the Zohar says, that Yaakov was always perfect.
Yeah, but he was a tzaddik, not a Baal Tshuva.
I mean, he had to discover it. He grew up eating
I understand.
He grew up with Avodah Zarah. I mean, he had to come to
that's the what made him the first Jew, because he did it on his own. Not Noach, not Adam. Yeah, but L'Perel Avram Avinu, Metzosas L'Vavi Nemel L'Fanecha. Avram Avinu was the level of a tzaddik. He personified and epitomized the level of a tzaddik. The bottom line is that he wasn't born perfect. He became perfect. He became perfect. He became perfect. It was Aveda.
But it wasn't all the days of Israel. It was either 3 to 40 or 70.
No.
He had to discover Hashem on his own.
Right.
So the days that he had not discovered Hashem were not perfect.
The later days made him perfect.
The tshuva.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a simple question. A Beinani doesn't sin?
No.
If you sin, you're not a Beinani. That's what it says. If you sin, you're not a Beinani.
Unless it's the tshuva.
Okay, but a Beinani is, the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, he never sinned and will never sin. Yeah? So that means a guy after Bar Mitzvah, one day, when he was 15, did one little tiny aveda, so he's never a beinoni for life. What does it mean? No, Chassidus explained, the Rebbe says this to my mother. What it means is, at his present level, he's on a level that he couldn't sin. But he sinned the best, he did tshuva. So now he's a sinner, but in his present level, he's on his, in a level that he can't, he won't sin, he can't sin. Yep. Right. Moshe.
Everybody's not a Rosh HaVetovlo.